You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
The coronavirus is all over the news, and the number one question people have asked is how do you prevent yourself from getting it, right?
Yeah, man. I just saw that they're going to quarantine a ship off the coast of Japan. 3,400 people on this ship right now.
It's Anna and Raven.
It's growing, man.
Yeah, in China, many people have been using face masks trying to protect themselves, but they're facing a face mask shortage now,
right,
which is ironic.
But now everybody wants a face mask, you know? I hope you had one before. Some people have cool designs on them and stuff like that. This is not the first time they broke out the face mask. Some people rock them every day.
I've seen a lot of people on the subway in the city.
Now in New York, now it's a thing.
But even in China, I've seen all these video reports and these news reports, and they've been creative. They've been putting plastic milk and water jugs over their head. They've been using half cantaloupes as face masks.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
It's been very creative, but what a lot of people don't know was that Dr. Elena Bodnar, years ago, she already had a really good idea. Using your bra as a face mask. Here she is talking about it.
What emergency bra provides people in such of emergency situation is a critical time window to escape from this emergency situation.
Mm. She created a bra. Like, it's your bra.
Right.
But you just put it over your face and
you
use it.
But it's also a breathing apparatus?
Yeah. And she demonstrates taking her bra off and putting it over her face. Now, she's won awards for this.
Does she do it while she's still wearing her sweater and with only one arm?
No.
Because when you see people do that, that's truly amazing.
Yeah. And here she goes. Because my biggest question goes, listen, I'll be honest. My bra's big. Now, you could almost wear it as a hat.
Put two people in there?
Okay, does it matter how big or small your bra is? Here she is.
If it's a bigger size, it's okay. It's more space on the bottom, but it will when tight, it will perfectly serve the purpose.
Right.
A size. It's also is sufficient.
The A size you probably want to keep for the smaller children.
I liken it like the A size is like a rebreather if you were doing scuba, and whereas the larger size is really like a snuba or your own personal submarine.
Exactly.
You have to put it on your face first before you help somebody else, though. I mean, there is the option for a pair there if you have a small child, but like a plane, you got to put the oxygen mask on first is what I'm guessing.
Well, I'm thinking like if you have to use your bra as an emergency apparatus so you can not get the coronavirus,
right,
and I take it off. Now, I would have to have somebody's face directly next to my face.
Right.
And so it would be like two heads next to each other, and then I would strap my bra on you and connect behind.
It's like a three-legged race, but you're connected at the head instead of the legs.
Listen, whatever we have to do to get through this together, and if I have to take off my bra right now and strap it to our faces we can breathe.
No.
Do you want me to do that?
I'll just treat it more like a fire and get low to the ground,
Raven,
and walk on my own. I'll just crawl on my own.
Do you want to survive or not? Put my bra over your face. It's the only thing we can do at this point.